This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Sudan's Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok announced on Sunday that security forces will be deployed to the Darfur region, known for its tribal violence. This decision comes after an increase in deadly violence between Arab nomadic tribes and African farming tribes. At least 20 people were killed Friday in South Darfur by gunmen as they returned to their fields after an absence of more than 15 years, according to a local tribal chief. Those killed on Friday had been allowed to return to their land under an agreement reached 2 months ago under government supervision with those who had settled there during the conflict in Darfur. This conflict, which erupted in 2003 between the predominantly Arab regime of Omar al-Bashir and insurgents from ethnic minorities who consider themselves marginalized, has led to thousands, hundreds of thousands of deaths and millions of displaced people, according to the United Nations. In recent years, it's waned in intensity, and in 2019, Bashir was overthrown by the army under pressure from street protests. The new government, resulting from an agreement between the military and leaders of the protests, began talks in October 2019 for a peace agreement with rebel groups and put an end to the conflicts in the region. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says a new coronavirus economic aid package being unveiled on Monday would pay the country's 16 million unemployed workers 70% of their one-time salaries. But tough negotiations lie ahead with opposition Democrats over the scope of more assistance to offset the severe economic effects of the pandemic. On Fox News Sunday, Mnuchin called the 70% wage replacement figure a very fair level. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Spain's coronavirus epidemic is under control. That's according to the Spanish Foreign Ministry Sunday after the British government imposed a 14-day quarantine on all travelers returning from the Mediterranean country in response to a new surge in coronavirus cases there. The Spanish Foreign Ministry added that hospitals are coping well with the increase in infections and that more than half of new cases are asymptomatic. Tens of thousands of Britons on vacation in Spain are affected by the British government's decision. But Britain Foreign Minister Dominic Raab made no apologies for the swift decision, saying the measure is needed because of the surge in Spanish COVID-19 cases. More than 28,000 people have died from COVID-19 in Spain. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has declared an emergency and a lockdown in a border town after a person suspected of being infected with the coronavirus returned from South Korea after illegally crossing the border. This is what North Korean state media reported on Sunday. The North Korean government has denied the presence of any coronavirus infections for months. The state-run Korean Central News Agency said the person was put under strict quarantine and that all who had contact with that person are being investigated, given medical examinations, and put under quarantine as well. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Sunday that the Russian Navy will be armed with hypersonic nuclear strike weapons and underwater nuclear drones, which the Defense Ministry said were in their final phase of testing. Putin says he does not want an arms race, but he has often spoken of a new generation of Russian nuclear weapons that he says are unequaled and can hit almost anywhere in the world. Some Western experts have questioned the veracity of those statements. Two police officers in Kenya have been arrested in connection with a shooting in which two people were killed. That's according to the police service on Sunday. The shooting happened in a market in eastern Garissa County on Saturday during a protest against the arrest of a man suspected of murder. Campaigners have raised concerns about policing during the pandemic. According to Amnesty International, Kenyan soldiers have killed 21 people since March for failing to comply with coronavirus prevention measures such as curfews and wearing masks. Thai energy drink brand Red Bull has sought to distance itself from a member of the business founder's family who was involved in a hit-and-run case as calls on social media to boycott its products grow. The grandson of the deceased creator of the Thai energy drink was accused of crashing his black Ferrari into a policeman in 2012 and dragging the body for dozens of meters before fleeing the scene. Marissa Melton, 24.